Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. This is Chris. That is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And all of you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple, wherever you get your podcast, download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. Bottom of the hour, we've got Kurt Heelan, NBCSports.com's lead NBA writer and managing editor. It'll be great to talk to him about the start to the NBA season. And then, of course, finishing off the hour, you with Trash Talking Tuesday. All right, Rob, last night in a very good game, the Miami Heat held off the Los Angeles Lakers 108-107. LeBron James went back to Miami, of course, where he won his first two championships and dropped 30 points on them. But it wasn't enough as they didn't get the win. But LeBron spoke before the game about his career in Miami and whether or not his career would be the same had he not gone there. Here's what he said. It's a long two good quotes, Rob, so I'm going to read them both and then get your reaction. First, he says, I think I would still be at this level no matter if I would have came here or not. Let's not get it twisted. The 4 years I was here, it was amazing. I loved everything about it. Loved this franchise. This franchise is top tier. It's one of the best franchises in the world. But as far as my career was going to be my career as far as individually because I know how much I put into the game and I know how much I strive to be as great as I can be. But as far as what I was able to learn here was second to none, that's for sure. He added this, Rob. I came here for one reason and one reason only, and that was to win championships. That was my only goal. That was the only reason I teamed up with Wade and Bosch, because I felt like I couldn't do it in Cleveland. We couldn't. I tried to recruit guys to come to Cleveland. I tried to go and help the upstairs, and it wasn't happening. So I had an opportunity to be a free agent. So I did what I thought was best, not only for my career, but for me at that point in time. Rob Parker, your thoughts? Let me just ask this way. First of all, do you think LeBron's career, you know, he essentially be viewed the same way, would have played out the same way and everything had he not gone to Miami?
I think he would have won at least a championship, maybe two, had he stayed in Cleveland the entire time. I've said this to you. You said it to me. I think he sold himself short. I think he panicked. I think he thought that he was going to be this great player who never won. And there was no reason to believe that he wouldn't be able to eventually win. And I'm still like, the idea that no one wanted to play with him is still mind-boggling to me. But it speaks volumes if he's saying that he tried to recruit guys, nobody wanted to play. Because it's not just about Cleveland. I don't believe that. I just can't believe. Chris, you play for 4 or 5 months. You don't have to live there your whole life. You got all, people play there.
No, right. First of all, you're traveling all through the year anyway. You know, guys have houses all over the place.
People played in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right. You know, the late Reggie White decided to sign there. Chris, there's nothing there for a black person. What is there?
Well,
seriously. But there was an organization there. You know what I mean? And so that part is this. And I'm going to say one more thing, and then – you know, have at it. If he doesn't go to Miami, I don't think he has the other two championships. But I don't think it would be negative to him.
So you think he would essentially have two championships?
He probably would have.
Years.
He probably would have two, but probably in probably less trips. You know what I mean? Like probably two in less trips, or because I'm not thinking if he stayed the whole time, if we're taking away the one in L.A., are we doing that or no?
No, I mean, it's all on the table. Yeah.
I just think that he would have more than one championship, and probably people wouldn't have that he had to go team up with other people to win kind of narrative that takes a little something from him.
Well, here's my take. Number one, LeBron, I don't know. He probably was doing a little more recruiting toward his last few years in Cleveland. I know he was trying to get Bosh to go to Cleveland. And, you know, the year they all ended up going to Miami, he was trying to get Bosh to come play with him in Cleveland. There had been, you know, a pursuit of Amari Stoudemire a little bit earlier than that. But early in LeBron's career, he wasn't recruiting. I remember talking to LeBron, doing an long interview with him. This was around 2005 or 6, and he clearly felt like, "Oh, I'm a win. I'm gonna win rings if you on my team." Like, and he knew he was gonna ring. The term he used, he said, "I'm not gonna be a ring chaser," and I don't think he is. But I'm saying that's what he said. I'm not gonna be a ring chaser.
When he said that, Chris, what did you think when he said it at that point? Did you think?
No, at that point, I was firmly convinced he was going to win championships in Chicago, in Cleveland, like LeBron or like Jordan had done in Chicago.
Right.
I'm not saying six necessarily, but I felt he was going to have that type of run in Cleveland. And I know the summer Michael Redd, Ray Allen, and Larry Hughes were all free agents. LeBron didn't recruit. Michael Redd is from Ohio, Columbus.
Right.
He could have been coaxed into going to the Cavs, but LeBron didn't. LeBron put out like a little video for the Cavs that they could send to all the free agents, but he didn't personally recruit like he started doing eventually at all the stops he was in. And so I just felt I agree with you that he was feeling the pressure of, man, I got to win rings. Like, I can be great individually all I want, but they're comparing me to Jordan. I'm supposed to be the next Jordan. I've got to win championships. And I agree, because we both talked about it on this show. We agreed that we thought he could have won in Cleveland. And here's what I'm going to say, Rob, that you didn't say. I think LeBron would still have more than two championships. Had he not gone to Miami, I don't know if he'd have stayed in Cleveland his entire 20 years or if he would end up going to L.A. or wherever, but I think he would have had probably 3 or 4 championships. And I think, Rob, his GOAT argument would actually be stronger. Had he stayed in Cleveland and won championships, you'd have had to win probably four to get in the conversation with Jordan. So had he stayed there and won four or won two there, gone somewhere else and won his two other ones, I don't think, like, part of the reason, particularly older guys, Rob, and the older players, one of the reasons that they seem to underrate LeBron. You and I both think a lot of these guys are underrating him. Some are hating, but yeah, some just feel
some
like...
Some of it's
that they feel like you had to go and team up. And that's where he, to many people, he'll always fall short of Jordan, because Jordan was just like, he went to a horrible franchise. They were worse than Cleveland.
Cleveland had some
success with Brad Doherty and Mark Price, and they were worse than Cleveland had been in Chicago, and Jordan took whatever they put next to him. I know Pippen became a great player, and
but he wasn't
all that,
some big star.
No,
right in the beginning.
He was a freaking JUCO, you know what, Central Arkansas player, like, and that's the difference. I've said it before. I'll say it again, Rob. It's like if I go to the park and I sit there and watch the players play for an hour, and then I pick the best four that are on the sidelines, or, you know, not on the other team playing.
Right.
And I say, all right, we going to go and we run the court for 2 hours. That's fine. But that's not as impressive as the guy that just walks up there, don't know nobody. Yo, just give me four other cats.
Who are the next four? No, right. Who's the next?
Right.
It doesn't matter. Who's got next? You've got four guys. I'll be the fifth. Right.
Yep.
And then you just go out there and play.
That's so I actually think, Rob, He would have had to win more than two. And I think in the scenario you painted, Rob, if let's say he stays in Cleveland, wins two rings, I don't even think he's in the GOAT conversation. Two rings is not enough.
Yeah, but the only thing is he doesn't have the six losses. I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
he
like,
might have several losses, but I don't think people hold the – like they hold that you didn't win more rings.
I
don't think that many people hold getting there and losing against him.
No, I think that losing that many times, it's hard to look at somebody.
Well, yeah,
he lost more than
he won.
Right, that's what I'm saying. To think that you're the greatest of all time when you've lost more than you won. So I think that that is an issue. I'm not so sure that he would have more than two, because look at what it took for him to win those other two. And you take that stop in Miami away, the trip to all, you know, Cleveland with some of the players that he had. He didn't win all the time there. They won 60 games a lot. Then he goes to L.A. with Anthony Davis. It's been, if you were to be honest about his run in L.A., and you could say there's a lot of it has to do with injuries and all kinds of other things, but it's been disappointing. Like, when you add Anthony Davis to LeBron James, you would think that you would have at least, Chris, at least been to maybe another championship or so coming out of the West. And that just wasn't the case. Three times they didn't even make the playoffs.
Injuries has a lot to do with it. And his age, even though he's still putting up great numbers, we know he's not as good as he used to be. I think, Rob, I will say this, and you've alluded to it. And you know how great I think LeBron is. But it's been hard for him to win championships. It has been hard. The first one against OKC, that was, you know, a five-game series. Durant, Westbrook, Harden, all very young.
And that one
and
right
if you
there,
even
remember.
Say the first year, the year before when LeBron and him got to the finals and lost to Dirk Nowitzki in Dallas, I mean, I thought they should have won that series. I thought they were the better team, but they fell apart. And that was obviously hard. So that first, if you attach that to the first championship, you can say that was hard. The second one was darn near miraculous for Ray Allen to hit that three-pointer. You and I were there. People had left the game in
they
Miami.
They left the building. They were banging
and
on the door.
Got locked out when
they
went
to get back.
Couldn't get back in. So that was very hard. Then the third championship, the first one in Cleveland, they're down 3-1. Great comeback, but still very hard. And he gets credit because it was the first 3-1 comeback in finals history. And then the one in L.A., Rob, the bubble. I mean, that was, you know, I mean, like you said, he's been here, what, 5 years, and that's the one ring he's got. So it feels like these, as great as LeBron is, these rings have not come easy. None of them come easy. But, I mean, it just – most of them haven't been that smooth run where they were just, you know, blowing people away. Like that – I remember the year they won it in Miami when they won 27 straight in the regular season. I believe it was 27. But the finals was tough. So, yeah, it's an interesting discussion. I do think he'd still be the all-time leading scorer. When he said individually – his career would be what it is.
Yeah, that, there would be no doubt about that. There's no reason for him not to be able to
do that. He would have owned the record books as he does now. But the winning, how many would he have won, is the question. All right, next, Rob, we will get into Anthony Davis. He's hurt. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, last night in that game against Miami we talked about earlier, Anthony Davis injured. Now, he had hip spasms and limited him to 25 minutes. He had 9.6 rebounds, 4 assists in those 25 minutes. But he tried to play. Like, he did it in the second quarter, went out, went to the locker room for halftime, felt he was good enough to play in the second half, starts the third quarter, and then has to come out after a few minutes, and then waits, has another little break, and then feels he's good enough to come in again, and then comes in, but eventually has to leave because of the spasms. He said after the game that he'll be fine and ready to go tomorrow night when they play. But I don't think you can brush it off like that, Rob. Now, hopefully this isn't a big deal. He is playing Wednesday. But number one, he doesn't know that. So just, I don't think Lakers fans should feel comforted that he said, I'll be out there Wednesday, because he thought he was going to be able to play in the second half.
And right, he couldn't, and had to come right? out. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
And he thought twice that he was able to play and had to come out. So he didn't know, certainly after the game, how bad this is or might be. So, Rob, it's an issue. Over the last 3 years, Anthony Davis has missed an average of 35 games a year.
That's incredible.
And, yeah,
that's incredible.
And I just think that if he's injured – and if, let's say, he misses those 35, it might not be from this, but maybe it's from something else. I don't know that the Lakers can stay afloat, because They're just, they don't look that good so far. They look great against the Clippers, but maybe the Clippers aren't that good. But I don't think they've been looking that good.
Yeah, I'm with you. Not that impressed so far, Chris. I know they made changes, so we got to give them time to see what's happening, you know, with chemistry and for players to gel. You can't just remember, they got off to an awful start last year and went to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
That's what happened.
2-10 was their start.
Yeah, so you got to be careful not to rule people out, J.J. Redick. You can't rule them out after 12 games. I'm just saying.
But we love picking on the players with podcasts.
I do, because he told everybody to just salute LeBron and that's all, and don't worry about the Lakers losing 12 games in. And I said he sounded like a guy who never bought tickets. That's all. But my point is, this is always a concern whenever Anthony Davis is not out there and there's an injury that you're looking at or hoping that he can overcome because of the history. You just said it. He's missed an average of 35 games a year since coming to L.A. That's an enormous amount of games for a young guy. He's not an old guy. He's a young guy.
No. I think I'll check now his exact age. But I think he might be 31 is my guess, Rob.
That's young.
So we'll see how old. But I think the West and the league, you know, look, the East is good too. I just don't know if the Lakers can survive. He's 30. He'll be 31 in March. Oh, interesting. March 11th, he's born on the same day as my daughters.
Is that right? March 11th?
Yeah. So, Look, I give AD credit, Rob, for trying to play. And I think I said this last night. You know, I think that he's very aware of the narrative out there about him, right?
Well, that's what it is, though. That's what it is.
Right, that's why he's trying to do it. And I salute that. You know, I do think he's trying. But some guys, Rob, their bodies just, I mean, it's tough to, you know, sometimes just don't. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, Rob. Not
can't
that he's
stay healthy,
as good
right.
as Anthony Davis, right, but he just can't stay healthy. You know, Greg Oden could never get healthy. So hopefully, you know, AD's able to play through this, you know, because I would like to see if he and LeBron can do something. I don't think they'd win the West, but it'd be nice to see if they can put a nice run together and just really be the best team they can. And if that's not good enough to win the West, then so be it. But you'd like to see them be out there doing that. And
well, they both were healthy last year when they ran into that buzzsaw in Denver.
Yeah.
Remember, Anthony Davis scored 40 points in game one, and they lost. So people can't go,
and
oh,
LeBron
nice
scored, was it 40 in game, the last game four?
Yeah.
Remember that? But I think
they
it was
got 40. Swept. And they got
and they
swept.
They got swept, right.
So I'm just saying, like, when they lost game one, Chris, that was a sign to me. Like, if I tell you before the game started, Anthony Davis had 40 against Denver, you're like, oh, they won. Yeah, he got 40?
Yeah. And Denver, Rob, they look as good as ever right now.
Dude.
I mean, they are rolling. And you saw last night, Nikola Jokic had his 108th triple-double of his career, past LeBron and Jason Kidd on the all-time list. That's amazing. I mean, for a center, I don't know where Will's probably third is my guess, but for him to pass LeBron and he wouldn't be third because Westbrook, the top three, I'm guessing, I'm going to look it up now, but I'm guessing the top three are Westbrook, Oscar, and Magic. But I think he may have passed, man. Let me see what the... Jokic, Rob.
Chris, we talked about it. What's going to make them tough?
Westbrook's the all-time leader. Oscar 2. Yeah, Magic 3. Now Jokic is 4.
But they're a young team. They've been together. If they're healthy, and why wouldn't they have more confidence than they had a year ago?
Right.
Like, they just won a championship and did it pretty well. There's no reason to think that they can't, especially when you have the Joker there, Chris, especially.
No, and you know, and this guy, Rob, he has proven to be a playoff performer. And I'm talking about Jamal Murray.
Yep.
Who averaged 35 points, I think, in the finals last year. Rob, Guess how many points a game Jamal Murray's averaging right now?
30.
16.
Wow.
And I'm not saying he's playing poorly. I mean, but he has been a better playoff player than regular season.
Probably he's because averaging, he knows he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to do all that during the regular season.
Well, the point is they are balanced. Michael Porter Jr. is at 16 points. Aaron Gordon's at 13. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at 10. So they're going to be tough. They clearly look like the best team in the West right now. They're 7-1. It's early, but it's going to be tough for anybody to beat them.
All right, to beat them 4 out of 7. You know what I mean? Like,
no
you could
doubt.
Beat them 4 out of 7 is hard.
No doubt. Kurt Heelan, NBCSports.com, is around the corner. But first, Ilo with
and
the
And don't
update.
Forget, Chris, they could jump in with Trash Talk and call up. 877-99 on Fox. If you want to jump in on the Trash Talking, Patrick will take your call and get you set up for us. All right, Ilo.
And if you want to get a head start, guys, feel free to jump in on Trash Talking right now because we have some Trash Talk-worthy headlines.
Yes.
The latest college football playoff rankings released a short time ago. Ohio State, number 1, followed by Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. Washington is number 5. Oregon is number 6. Elsewhere in college football, if someone catches you with your hand in the cookie jar, accuse them of having their hand in the cookie jar, allegedly, because multiple outlets report that Michigan has claimed to the Big Ten that staff members at Ohio State, Rutgers, and Purdue shared information about Michigan signals before Michigan played Purdue in the 2022 Big Ten Championship game. In the NFL, multiple outlets report the Los Angeles Rams signing free agent quarterback Carson Wentz to back up Matthew Stafford, who missed last Sunday's loss at Green Bay due to a sprained right thumb. To make room for Wentz, the Rams released quarterback Brett Rippon. The Arizona Cardinals activated Kyler Murray to their 53-man roster. He's expected to start Sunday when they host the Atlanta Falcons. Finally, in the NBA, a short time ago, LeBron James quoted a tweet that said all officiating calls in the last 2 minutes of last night's Lakers Heat game were confirmed as correct, and LeBron replied by posting, quote, "The game isn't won or lost in the last 2 minutes. If you know the game, things happen throughout the first, second, third, and first 10 minutes of the fourth quarter that has major," all caps, "impact on outcomes," unquote. That posted a short time ago by LeBron James himself. Chris and Rob, back to you.
All right, thank you, Ilo. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on PrizePicks.com this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest is a friend of the show, NBCSports.com's lead NBA writer and the managing editor at Basketball Talk is where you can find him on Twitter. We welcome in Kurt Heelan. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. How you guys doing?
We are great. Great to have you on the show. Let's start. Last night you had the Clippers making the debut with James Harden. They lost to the Knicks, lost by, you know, almost 20 points. What did you make of the debut of James Harden, and how do you think this thing will play out with him there with the Clippers?
They got a lot of work to do. Like, I mean, that was kind of my takeaway from it. Like, they looked like a team at the start of training camp, didn't they? Like,
right.
They're still trying to figure out how to play together. And
Ty Lue's got his work cut out.
Well, also you got to give the Knicks knockdown every 3-point. I watched that game closely.
Yeah.
They were on fire, yeah. Chris.
And Mitchell, I got to say, Mitchell Robinson's defense, it's not just this game. Like, all season, he's been really fantastic on that end.
Yeah.
But look, Harden put up 17 in efficient shooting. Like, he was fine. They're just still clearly trying to figure out how to make this whole thing work. And I think the one thing of interesting note was that Harden scored 15 of those 17 when Westbrook was off the floor. It's going to be interesting to see. Like you said, they got a lot of work, they got a lot of time, but Ty Lue's going to have to come up with a rotation.
Yep.
It lets both of those guys cook, probably a lot separate from each other.
It's almost like if all four of them, you know, the stars are out there together, two of them are going to be uncomfortable. Because it's just, it's such a chemistry experiment, and they all of them except Westbrook can shoot off the, you know, catch and shoot, but they prefer to dribble it before they shoot.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, if you're taking the ball out of Kawhi Leonard's hands the way he's playing to start the season, you're doing it wrong. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing too. So it's going to be interesting.
Right. Sometimes it's great insurance
if somebody's hurt, but
too many cooks spoil the broth. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's too much. Let me ask you about the Denver Nuggets. Chris and I were just talking about them, and their start 7-1 looked pretty darn good. The one game they lost, it looked like they just took the night off. But help me with where they are and how good they are, and the Joker once again, who got screwed out of the MVP last year.
Yeah, he's making up for it this year. He's even running his own press conferences.
Right.
Look, they're the bar. They've been – I don't know that they've been the best team in the league. The problem might be Boston. But to me, this is a team that's playing like they just want to win. Like, they've got a taste for it. They want to get back there. They've got a little buzz off of the offseason. And look, they know who they are. They got the starting five from last year. The bench has played, frankly, better than the bench did during the regular season last year so far. With you know, Reggie Jackson, but we'll see. They're going to be in for a rough patch over the next couple. Well, we'll see how long it is. Next couple of weeks with Jamal Murray being out with a hamstring. But to me, if you're Boston, if you're Milwaukee, if you're Phoenix, whoever you want to be, that has championship aspirations, that's the bar. You've got to be better than Denver. You've got to be better than Denver. And I'm not sure right now, maybe Boston. I'm not sure anybody is. Everybody's got work to do.
What do you make of Milwaukee? They're 4-2, which isn't bad, but haven't probably looked as good as people expected with Damian Lillard. Chris Middleton's really, still seems to have the injury issues, and he's not really giving them much, less than 10 points a game. So what do you make of the Bucks and the newfound Bucks with Lillard?
It's not the offense that's a concern. It's the 27th ranked defense.
Yep.
Like, this was a defensive juggernaut. And look, I watched. I was in the room this preseason, and Adrian Griffin's like, I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm going to keep what works. They brought in a new defensive system for like one of the best defensive teams of the last 5 years. They've kind of gone back to Brooke Lopez and drop coverage against the Knicks, and they looked a lot better, but. Yeah, look, the defense was going to take a little bit of a hit when you give Lillard that many minutes, right. Obviously, but not 27th kind of hit. Like, they have got to be good on defense, and if they can be elite on offense, which they're not at yet, but let's say they can get there with that pick and roll and they find it over time, and, like you said, Middleton gets right. They still got to be good on defense, and that's the thing that I don't get. Like, where did the defense go, guys?
Yeah, well, Jrue Holiday was obviously one of the best, and they're not that athletic on the wing either.
No.
They're big, but they're not that athletic.
How about the Lakers are off to an uneven start as well? Is this about gelling, or what is this? Chris and I talk about LeBron, and he puts up good numbers. What was the word we used, Chris, about winning?
He
doesn't impact winning as much, even though his numbers are really good for year 21.
As much as
how good are they?
The concern is they have been, as much as you can say LeBron's half a step slower or whatever you want to say, they're bad when he's off the floor.
Like, yep.
All that depth, all the, Anthony Davis, we gave him this extension, we're passing the torch. I have not looked in the last few days, but they have been positive when LeBron's on and negative when LeBron's off pretty much all season long. And that's just a lot to ask for LeBron kind of playing this well at his age with the miles on his legs is absolutely unprecedented. But if you're going to require him to play 37 minutes a night at age 38, and going on 39 in December, I don't know I just think that's asking too much. This is what I thought they got all the depth for, and it just hasn't shown.
Kurt, the people you talk to around the league, what are they saying about Victor Wembanyama?
Words I can't use on your radio show. it's pretty. I don't know. You've been talking to guys, imagine too, Chris. Like, everybody's still a little bit in awe. Like, he'll make some plays. He blocked that three pointer in the corner the other day. he's made plays where you see even the guys on the court are like, how did he? Okay. Like, I thought I had plenty of to take that shot. And so defensively in particular, they're going at it. And I think Kawhi kind of summed it up really well when the Clippers played him. And like, and the Clippers crushed him, but he's like, when he really starts to figure it out, when he's been through the league once or twice and around a couple years, he's going to be unstoppable. And
well, can they stop anybody? They gave up 152 points to the Pacers the other night. I mean, what's going there with Pop? And I get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a young 152. This is like the 80s.
Yeah, well, first off, Pacers are good. Like, I don't think people get it, man. I know they've had the one horrible loss to Boston, but, like, the Pacers are legitimate. But that said, it's just going to be a process. Like, they're a young team. They're just going to be up and down. I think you're going to have these nights where it's off. And I expect at some point, he's going to hit a slump? Like, he's going to hit, I mean, yes, he played in Europe, and I know he worked on his conditioning, but, like,
Their last game
a year and playing 80 is different, man.
Yeah, that game against Indiana, he looked just a little – he didn't look as spry.
What did he have, 13 in that game,
usual.
Chris? 13?
Yeah, I think he had 13. He didn't play – you know, I think he only played about 21 minutes. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, if you're a smart team, you're going to try to be physical with him. And that could be wearing on him a little bit. Last thing, Dallas, 6-1. Luka and Kyrie, mainly Luka, but do you think they're for real and that they're back to being a legitimate Western Conference contender?
I'm not buying completely yet. As great as Luka has been, I don't know if I'm buying the defense is all the way there. There's, you know, I love Lively, but he's a rookie at center. I put it this way. I think I trust them more than the Pelicans, but I'm not totally sold yet that they're 6-1 good, but they've been better than I thought they might be coming off of last season. So like I want to give I don't want to rip them. Like I'll give them their flowers, but I don't know.
I think part of it too is that the pecking order is clear. Like it's back to being Luka's team. You know, I mean, when Kyrie came in, it was kind of like whose team is it? You know what I mean? Kyrie. Yeah. Was shooting more than Luka in a lot of cases, and now it's back to Luka doing his thing and everybody else kind of playing off him.
Which is frankly kind of how it should be, shouldn't it? When you got
right,
like
absolutely,
Luka?
Absolutely. So, all right, that's Kirk Helin,
thanks,
NBCSports.com. You can check him out on Twitter @BasketballTalk. Kirk, great stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Hey, take care. I look forward tomorrow night to, you know, Dylan Brooks locking down LeBron James like he always does.
Yeah, I'm sure LeBron is too. All right, Kurt, thanks, man.
Take care,
Trash man. Talking Tuesday is next, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live, of course, from the TireRack.com. Studios, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily sports, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off with Israel from California. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I was going to trash talk USC football because they have a sorry defense. But I have to trash talk Rob Parker because you've been talking about, honestly, this is for Chris Broussard. You've been talking about...
So you're trashing that, me?
All right, for what?
Yes.
Go ahead. Why? Israel.
Is he there?
All right, we lost him. I guess he got scared.
He lost
Ricky.
His nerve.
Yes, from Florida. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Ricky?
What's up, Rob? Chris, what's going on?
How are you?
I guess Israel's got enough problems. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, after Hal Steinbrenner comes out and talks about, you know, a disaster, disappointment, all right, Brian Cashman, what the heck are you saying? He's proud of the process last year, that they were victims of the trade, that his decisions were made, and that, what, the fans are more analytic than the Yankee staff last year? Come on, Brian. I don't know what he's drinking. It must be that green juice that these Jet fans are still drinking, thinking that they're going to be in the playoffs this year. Shame on him. And I believe Hal Steinbrenner has got to become alpha and say something to this Brian Cashman. Thanks.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on from Cashman.
25 years, Chris. What is
right.
he, a Supreme Court justice? Come on.
Real talk.
Ridiculous.
And they haven't won it since 2009.
Ridiculous.
Come on. This is the Yankees.
Ridiculous, yes. Let's go to Jerome in Charleston. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Jerome?
Hey, neither Penn State nor Ohio State are going to be Michigan. And as a matter of fact, Vinny Testaverde, he should be in the Penn State Hall of Fame for that gift wrap he gave to them several years ago. Not one, not two, not three, not four. How many interceptions did he throw, Rob Parker? How many interceptions, Rob Parker?
Five.
How many interceptions? How many, Rob? How many?
I said
you,
five.
He don't. His guess is five. What you got? How many was it? Is he gone?
He's gone.
I don't remember how many.
I don't either. Do you remember that, Chris? I don't remember.
Right. Just give us the answer.
Yes. all right, Chris, here we go. Mace is in San Diego. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing? And it better not be the late Tony Gwynn, okay?
Absolutely not. It's actually going to be Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator
wow.
for the
Angeles chokers. This guy gets on my nerves because he's a freaking mouth breather. Every single time the camera gets a shot of him, his mouth is gaping open like a doofus. Shut your freaking mouth. You would never make it through Army boot camp with your mouth breathing deficiency. You would be constantly getting yelled at by the drill sergeants to shut your pie hole. Kellen Moore is in the running for most dumb-looking mouth breather with that oxygen stealer, Sheila Manning, and also that other disgrace to men, that flopper, Bloody Devots. From this point on, do me and the rest of the choker haters a favor and continue to ruin the career of Justin Sherbert. That's why you were fired from Dallas, unable to get it done with Dak Prescott. Here's a suggestion. Once you get fired from the chokers, you should link up with Sheila Manning and Vlade Divac and make an aerobics video with the famous fitness guru, Richard Simmons.
My goodness. Real quick, MJ in New Orleans, joining the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing in 30 seconds, MJ?
LeBron, Ramon, give me my damn respect, James. Another passage yesterday from his book of Heli. Seeing last night that he came to Miami for one reason and one reason only, to win championships. Then he felt he couldn't do it in Cleveland. James also said, don't get it twisted, that his career was his career. Yeah, as if he didn't benefit from championship coach and Pat Riley and playing on side of Dwayne Wade and also Chris Bosh. Brian's agent also said recently that they created this narrative saying he needed somebody.
All right, we got to go, MJ. Sorry about that.
We're up
against the
clock.
Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, hour number three. It's on its way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.